paved. Okay.
And do you have a particular name for a paved road that has a black surface?
I guess you'd call it asphalt, maybe.
Okay. And what about one that has a light-colored surface? Do you have a special name for that kind of thing?
Maybe that's the same. Maybe.
Okay. What do you call, or do you have a name for this? And I don't know that I'd have a word for this, but do you have a name for a grassy strip about 3 or 4 feet wide between a sidewalk and a street? You know, in town sometimes there's a little grass strip between the sidewalk. Do you have a name for that?
It couldn't be a lawn, but it could be.
Do you have a particular name for a ditch by the side of a graded road in level country, or would you just call it a ditch?
A ditch is all I'd call it.
What do you call a worthless dog that just hangs around and eats and doesn't do any work?
Just a dog that's no good.
Okay. What name do you have for the gentle sound that horses make at feeding time?
They have a crunching sound when they bite.
Yeah. And what do you call the sound that they make when they're hungry? When they go sort of like that. Do you have a name for that?
I believe they call it whining or whinny or something.
Okay. What do you call a chicken bone that children like to play with and snap a pod?
Breastbone.
What do you call a second growth of hay or clover? The first growth is cut and then it grows right back again. Do you have a particular name for that when that happens?
I'm not particular. I guess it would be the same.
Okay.
Another growth of hay.
That's okay. I'll turn it off. What do you call bread that's made out of cornmeal?
Cornbread, muffin, could be.
Okay. Let's see. And what are some other things that people make out of cornmeal in the kitchen?
A hush puppy.
Okay. And how are hush puppies made?
Well, when you fry fish, then you make these up. You put onions or garlic, salt, pepper, season it well, and fry it in the fat after you fry your fish.
You make these into little balls and drop
them
in
the
fat?
That's right, you drop them in the spoon.
Okay.
And balls.
Now, what about some kind of cornmeal ball that's cooked with turnip greens or?
Oh, cornbread. You call it dumpling.
And what about corn dodgers? Do you ever have those in this part of the state?
I don't believe so.
Okay. What do you call cornbread that's cooked in the ashes of a fire?
Ash cakes, I believe.
Have you ever had any ash cakes?
I haven't.
Well, when people made these, Do you know how they did it? Did they wrap them up in anything before they put them in the fire? Or?
No, I don't think they did. I think they just cleaned off a nice space and they pull the ashes back.
Mm-hmm.
I put them in and just wrapped the hot ashes over it.
Mm-hmm.